Station, Houston, Space to Ground 2 for any available crew.
Yes.
Hey, apologies for calling early, but we want to let you know we're delaying morning DPC until 0740. Tedros 275 is not available. Ground teams are working it, but we don't have an ETRO. So you can expect some extra LOSs on your timeline today.
Copy all. Tedros 275 not cooperating. DPC 0740. Thanks. Make sure everybody knows.
Appreciate that. Station Houston, Space to Ground 2 for serial numbers at your convenience.
Houston Station, we are ready to copy.
Sophie, we're going to have Pluto audit those serial numbers during the day shift to make sure we know which devices belong to whom. But for now, if you see a device offline, you can reconnect it to the network.
Copy. Unique Station, Sophie on 2 for Fugitive.
And bonjour, Sophie. Munich is with you on 2.
Bonjour, Vahida. Good to hear your voice. Is it okay if we switch to 4 so that we have more... We don't take the general 2 for everyone.
Actually, we were planning to use Space to Ground 3 for the physio tool activities, if that's fine with you as well.
Well, I think he says he's okay. So let's switch to 3 then.
Station Houston, Space to Ground 2. We've got a hot mic on Space to Ground 4, FYI.
Station Hustle on Space to Ground 2 for Chris at your convenience.
It is convenient for me, so I am here with you.
That is awesome. You've had enough coffee this morning. I can see that. Hey, if we can have a little help with Express Rack 8 laptop, that's at Gym App 5. We're going to need a little power help there. Can you call me back when you get over there?
Copy, Gym App 5 Express Rack 8 laptop. I'll head over there right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't worry, this is Jack. I'm at the... I'm aft 5 right now. I can cycle something for you.
All right, if you've got the time, we appreciate it. So we're going to power off that laptop and then unplug the power chain, remove the battery, then hold the power button for 15 seconds, return the battery, plug everything back in, and turn it back on.
And this is Chris. I got it. Jack is revisiting some cameras, but I'll knock that out right now. No problems.
Thank you. I love that you guys are arm wrestling to talk to me.
Absolutely, we are. Huntsville, station on 2 for ELC8.
Hey, Mr. Magic Touch, it worked. Thank you.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Yep, seems to be happy. So, glad it works. Houston, station on 2 for timeline question.
Houston's with you on 2. What you got?
Hey, Jessica and I were chatting, and we were wondering whether her EVA cuff print procedure is to print cuff checks for both of us or just for her. We were just wondering how much of the deltas and changes that I want to the cuff checklist I should get to her before she prints.
Good question. Checking.
And Munich, this is Chris on 2. I was going to step into the Illumina data transfer momentarily and wanted to get your go.
And Chris, Munich is with you on 2, and you have a go.
We go. I'll be stepping into 2.001 momentarily.
Copy all, and thank you for the support.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris and Cuff Checklist.
Chris is with you.
All right. Today is just Jessica's. You have an activity on Monday to print.
Copy all. Thank you. Appreciate it. Munich, station on 2. Lumina parameter setting is complete in 11.15.
And we copy all, Chris. Thank you for the support.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for Embase.
Sophie on 2, Sophie.
Quick question. I see in the stowage note that I was supposed to grab number 10 from airlock 1 deployed. Actually, we had number 7 and 10 deployed in note 2 for the ENCON, and this is also the way we've being trained, so I was wondering, do you want me to leave the 2 in Node 2 for the ENCON or deploy 1 in the airlock after this activity?
Checking.
Thank you.
And Sophie Houston on 2, we can restow both of those in the Node 2 forward ENCON for now, and we'll follow up.
All right. Thank you, Sandra. And Station Sophie on 2 for MV calibration readings.
Go ahead, Sophie.
MV looking for number 7 is 756. Reading for number 10 is 756.5. And reading for number 12 is 753.5.
Copy 756 for number 7, 756.5 for number 10, 753.5 for number 12.
That's a good read back. Nick Station, Sophie on 2 for timeline.
And Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead, Sophie.
Yeah, I had a quick question. I was trying to look ahead of the small tasks that I could do in between, and I see that I have procedure 2.600 for EML reprogramming cable. I wanted to know if I can do this now or if it's really need to be done at 11:35.
And Sophie, we are checking.
Thank you, Bahira.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and timeline.
I'm listening.
And Sophie, we have checked and you are good to proceed and start early the activity on EML reprogramming cable installation.
We're starting now. Procedure 2.600. Thank you.
Copy all and thank you for putting that in work.
The next station, Sophie, I'm through for a question about X3F.
And Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead, Sophie.
I was wondering, so I need to open Columbus Deck 3 aft panel to get the reprogramming cable. And I was wondering how many turns should I expect for the screw to unscrew Columbus Deck 3 aft panel, because I have turned a lot of turns and the panel still doesn't come out. So if you want to come on board with a video, I'm happy, but I'm happy to have your words and advice on that.
Copy all, Sophie, we are checking.
Sophie on 2 for deck 3. Opening.
And Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead, Sophie.
So successfully managed to open this thanks to Jessica, who came and helped a little bit. Apparently she reported also the same thing. It's very, very, very difficult to open. There is some tight tolerance. I think there is some, it's really too tight to open. And Chris, I think, had reported as well. So it's been a known issue. Something I could suggest, because there are alignment pins, is try to put some breakouts for next time. I'm not sure I have time right now, but try to put some breakout on the alignment pin. It might help. I mean, it couldn't do any damage, so please let me know.
And copy all, Sophie. We are happy that you made it work. And thanks, Jessica, also for supporting. We copy your suggestion. We are going to take a look into that, and we'll let you know if we have any further input for it.
Good copy. Thank you very much. And meanwhile, can you pass the message also to ESA programming teams that whenever they need to program a task for opening this area, it should take double time, because I started like more than 15 minutes ago and it's very tricky.
Copy, and thank you very much for your feedback. We're going to take that into consideration.
Next station, Sophie on 2 for email reprogramming cable.
Unique is with you on 2. Go ahead, Sophie.
So that was successful, and I did close the Columbus 1 deck 3 aft panel, and all went nominal for closing. Of course, it's tight, as I mentioned, so I'm more and more confident that a little bit of breakup on, or whatever lubricants on the alignment pins would help. And procedure complete, EML reprogramming cable connected.
And we copy all, Sophie. We appreciate your feedback, and just for your information, you're going to be accessing that panel later on in the removal of the cable. And from now on, we take on with the ground activities for EML. Thank you for your support.
You're very welcome. And I'm just, I'll be back with you in 5 minutes for starting the physio tool stop position.
and Station Munich on Spaceground 24. Sophie, no response required. We copied your last call, but we ran into a short LOS, and we are happy with you starting 5 minutes later.
Munich Station, Sophie and 2 for Fiatun.
And Sophie, Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
On step 6.5, stop recording time is 10:42.
And we copy that. And time 10:42. And while I have you here, I just have a small delta for you within the procedure. So the last step 7.15 that says trash the consumable trash Ziploc bag is not to be performed, as we would like to keep this Ziploc bag for the upcoming sessions. So you can stow the Ziploc bag as per stowage note. I'll copy.
Copy. I will not trash the trash Ziploc bag. I will leave it with the rest of the equipment.
And that's a good readback. Thank you, Sophie.
You're very welcome, Bahita. Next station, Sophie and 2 for physio-tuned gas data transfer.
And Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead, Sophie.
On step 1.6. The serial number of the battery used is 1.
And we copy serial number 1. And while I have you here, you're also go in step 8.21, as we have already performed the activation of the outlet. And correction, it's step
go for 8.21.
And correction, Sophie, it's step 8.2.1.
8.21.
And that's a good readback. Thank you.
Houston and Scuba station on 2 for tools.
Houston's with you on 2.
And so for Houston, so I started my IFM tool search and I looked through Ziploc 7 and the No 2 spare tools. There was not a 1/16th inch hex head driver. Hex head quarter inch drive. There was a 3/32 and a 5/64, but no 1/16. I did find a 3mm hex head. I told you, I guess yesterday I had found another 3mm in a miscellaneous tool Ziploc that was out. So I replaced the 3mm hex head quarter inch drive in the Node 1 toolbox, and I also replaced it in the Node 2 toolbox from that bag 7, just to make it easier to find in the future. However, I had a question for Scuba. Obviously using an incorrect tool risks stripping the fasteners, and in the procedure that I read, I'm supposed to torque it, and I don't know if I'll be able to torque it with the, I'll be torquing it with the improper fastener. For these connectors, they're just, they seem to be electrical data connectors. I think if it were my own equipment, I would just use them hand tight and not worry about torquing it. And I am able to get them hand tight or hand snug with the appropriate tool, like an L-wrench. It's going to take a while, but I can kind of use the L-wrench to get in there to kind of go little turn by turn. Just wanted to ask what your preference was, since it's not my equipment, whether you prefer higher risk of damaging the fasteners or whether you prefer them just being hand snug.
Station Scuba on Spaceground 2, we copied your question and checking back to you later.
Copy that. Yeah, I figured it would take a little bit to discuss, so I figured I would give you the call and give some time. Thank you.
And Houston copies all the tool info. We will get that disseminated to the proper parties.
And Houston, Spaceground 2, one more tool follow-up question.
Go for tools.
Yeah, yesterday you guys had mentioned that you thought there might be a slightly bent 1/64th in hardware JSB 5600. I searched through that and I couldn't find it. I was wondering if you thought it might be in one of the other hardware JSBs that we still have on board. I wasn't sure if that was trashed recently, it might be on board, but if it wasn't trashed recently, it's probably on Cygnus. But I'm happy to look if we think it might be in one of the other two on board, but I didn't want to look unless we thought there was a reasonable chance.
We copy the question, and we will get back to you if we think it's on board somewhere else.
Yeah, nobody here remembers using it or trashing it, so our guess is that it's in one of the much older hardware JSPs that's on Cygnus, but figured I'd ask you guys, and you guys might have a better tracking of it.
Yeah, we tend to agree down here. We'll check with the right folks when they get in the morning, verify it.
Thank you, Bradley. Houston, Station IQ. Sorry to keep laying things on you about tools, but I'm pretty motivated to try to find the right one. I was also wondering if you guys might be able to check whenever the right people get in to just maybe let me know when the last time we think it was successfully used, and I'm happy to look around if maybe it got, you know, put in the CTV that was out at that time or something like that. I'm happy to check during my midday meal.
Yeah, fair question. We will add that to our list.
Next station, Sophie on 2 for Physio Tool data transfer.
And Munich is with you on 2.
Just as a quick feedback, I'm doing the data transfer on the virtual machine on Columbus Bay on 2. And just as a heads up, on the virtual machine, it's very, very difficult to read because the resolution of the screen is not appropriate. So I'm actually doing all of the procedures almost in the blind. I mean, it works, but it might be that I cannot double-check the names I'm typing. So please check also once I will have completed the copy-paste process.
And Sophie, thank you for your feedback. We were not aware of it, and we are going to have a look into it from the ground side. Yeah, thank you for letting us know.
Thank you, and I suggest you start working on it once my copy-paste process is complete, and I will let you know so that it does not interfere just in case.
And copy that, Sophie. However, we do not have the ground commanding capability for the virtual machine, so we're not going to be interfering within the data downlink anyhow at the moment.
Well, that's good news then. Munich, Sophie on 2 for physiotool.
Munich is with you on 2.
On the desktop, I'm not able to read what. So step 8, decimal 5, decimal 5. I'm supposed to navigate to desktop and double click on crypt data shortcuts, but I'm not able to read what's on the shortcut due to the resolution problem that I mentioned earlier. Can you just confirm that this one is an icon with a key and orange and white icons?
And Sophie, we can confirm it's an icon with a key and it's orange.
Okay, thanks.
Houston, station on 2 for ARED.
With you on 2 for ARED, Jessica.
Well, just letting you know, yesterday in evening DPC, they had wanted us to report the length of the rope since we've had a few different iterations of the tension mechanism knobs and the rope distance. So right now we are at 7 3/4 inches. So that's longer than the preferred 7, but still shorter than the 8-inch limit, which they had had asked us to observe. So I think we're in good shape for now, and the bar has been staying there.
Up you. Appreciate the 7 3/4 inch status.
All right, no worries. Thank you.
Next station, Sophie on 2 for Physio Tool.
And Munich is with you on 2.
8.5.8 data encryption was complete.
And we copy that, Sophie. And while I have you here, I just wanted to clarify something for the step 8.7.5, as it may be misleading, but we would like to have Columbus Payload Laptop 2 that it remains deployed and on for the ground data downlink. How copy?
Okay, I understand that 8.7.5, I will leave the Columbus Payload Laptop 2 on and deployed for ground data downlink.
And that's a good readback, Sophie. And also, as you requested, I just wanted to give you a friendly reminder about your call to CADMOS later on around 12.
I just need at least to finish this procedure, just to make sure the whole process goes smoothly. Thank you. So a question from Sophie. Am I go to continue to step 8.6?
And your go to proceed.
Okay, go to proceed. Thank you. And Munich from Sophie, just as a heads up, in step 8.6.3, when I select eject on volume G, it does not do anything. So just request permission to remove it.
And copy all, Sophie. You can do it from the Windows taskbar, and if it does not work, then you can simply remove it.
And then I'm removing it. Next, Sophie, on to Sophie, you too.
Nick is with you on two. Go ahead, Sophie.
I go to start step 8.7.1 by powering off the virtual machine.
And Sophie, that's affirm. You can power off the virtual machine.
Got it. I'm getting from Sophie another small detail. I have replaced the trash bag so that actually it's an empty trash bag in the trash consumable ziploc. I prefer for hygiene purposes. And it's pre-staged with the dry wipes inside the fuse toolbox. And second item, request permission to leave to stow the SD card within the polysomnograph device, because it's very tiny, and I think the more we put them out, take them out and in and inside the plug and everything, the more likelihood we'll lose one of those. They are very tiny SD cards.
And Sophie, we copy both items and we are fine with you leaving the SD card within the polysomnograph device.
That is great news. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And so I'm done with the procedure, and I, of course, as you mentioned, leave the payload laptop on. Am I going to close the lid, or do I leave the lid open?
And Sophie, you can close the lid.
Yeah, I'm closing the lid, and that's procedure complete. Thanks to everyone supporting from Munich and Cadmos and Toulouse. Thank you, thank you.
And thanks to you, Sophie. It was so great to work with you today.
That's in here. Houston Station on 2 for ERED.
With you on 2. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, the cable arm has popped out again. And I noticed that the cables, if you feel the tension of the cables themselves, the right side is considerably tighter than the left. The right side is the side that always popped out, and it kind of really always sits a little bit lower. The cable arm itself always sits a little bit lower. I think historically it's been like that for a long time. So I know yesterday we had the go to keep the turns in order to get the bar to stay in. And I guess I would suggest, I know that we always turn them together, the left and the arm, the same amount. I would suggest just turning the right side, since the right does seem considerably tighter than the left.
Okay, Jessica. Thank you for the suggestions on the tensioning. If you want to try detensioning both sides equally, you're welcome to do that. But before we start doing anything unequal, we want to verify with our experts on the ground.
Okay, copy. I'll try a half a turn clockwise on both, but yeah, it's if you want us to as well, we can send down a little video where you can see, you know, when if we put a finger on the cable, how much looser the left side is to the right. So it's always that right side that comes out. So it seems like there's an imbalance. I understand though that they'll want to look at the loads and that kind of thing. But we'll try both for now and then see if they concur with that later.
Yeah, that video would be fantastic. Appreciate that and your perspective. And if you have no issues with the rope routing, if that's looking okay, then you are okay to do cable exercises.
And I think you mean also doing bar exercises, correct?
Yes, if you're able to keep the detents engaged.
Okay, copy. Thank you. Houston Station on 2 for ERED.
With you on 2. Go ahead.
Just letting you know that half turn did a trick. The bar stayed in for the rest of my workout. And also, I don't think we reported yesterday, we also did perform block delta for the ARED software. That was another thing they recommended because we had reported. But we did block delta yesterday, and the software is functioning normally again as well.
Poppy, great news on both counts. Thanks for the status.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
Houston, Station on 2 for tool search.
Go ahead, Chris.
I'm working step four of my tool search to try to find this 1.5-millimeter ball driver, and I was wondering if you had any additional guidance. There are two 5/64 ball drivers in the lid of the CTV, but I haven't been able to find the indicated 1.5-millimeter one or anything matching that part number. There are a lot of Ziploc bags in here that are various kits, and I haven't, like, busted them all open because there's just a ton of little bags. So do you happen to know if it should be inside one of those kits?
And, Chris, great questions. We're going to need some time. We'll get back to you on that after a little scratching our heads down here.
Okay, thank you.
Station Houston for Chris and tools.
Detective.
All right, we've got a proposal for an alternate on that quarter inch if you've got a second to copy a bunch of notes.
Stand by. Let me get these Ziplocs under containment, and I'll give you a call.
Houston copies.
Houston, Chris is with you on two, ready to copy.
I'm about to hand over. I'll catch you on the other side.
And Houston, Chris is with you on two.
All righty. So in the IVA toolbox drawer three, there is a ratcheting box wrench and bit set. Within there is a 1/16th inch hex bit. We think we can use that on a standard ratchet with a quarter inch socket, and there's also a ratchet inside that bit set that you could use. So I think we got some options with this one.
Yeah, that's actually what I was using yesterday, and unfortunately it didn't work great. The problem is that it is a 1/16th hex head, but it kind of widens out into the, like, quarter inch kind of hex shank pretty quickly. And these are sort of like connectors. There's kind of like those old school computer connectors where you have a connector back shell and then two screws down the side, and there's not enough space between the back shell and the tip of the screw for that quarter inch, basically, where it widens out to fit straight on. So you're kind of coming in at an angle at it, and it's not great. I mean, it was kind of okay to work with sometimes to get things out, but for torquing it, I would not think that would work appropriately.
Okay, copy. That is unfortunate. We will keep scratching our heads.
Okay, copy. Yeah, I did not. I was not able to locate that 1/64th, that 1.5-millimeter ball driver in that CTV. I can keep looking if you think that's a fruitful endeavor. But please let me know what you think.
Yep, understood. We will think on that before we send you on a wild goose chase, and we'll get back to you.
Copy. Thank you.
Houston Station Sophie and 2 for ARED. Houston Station Sophie and 2 for ARED.
Good afternoon, Sophie. Sorry you called 1 second before a Tedris handover. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I saw that. I called right at the wrong time. I'm doing very good, thank you. I hope you're all doing very good on the ground, too. So, yeah, I'm right now step 7 of procedure 2.1.150 for the evacuate cylinder flywheel, and I'm notifying you that both valves are closed and the main arm did not rise.
Good report, Sophie. You're good to continue, and could you give us a call back when you're done with this activity? We have a change to your timeline after the ARED activity.
Sure, will do.
You're welcome. Looking forward to working with you today. And, should have everything gathered and be into the process soon.
Station Sophie and 2, cylinder, evacuate cylinder flywheel is complete, and I'm ready to copy whatever words you have for timeline for me.
Copy, and indeed, I did leave you in suspense. I didn't want to interrupt your ARED activity. Okay, so there is a payload NAS hard drive receipt activity on your timeline scheduled for 1745. We need you to perform that earlier because there's been a second hard drive issue that makes the payload NAS zero fault tolerant. We were wondering, would you be able to perform the payload NAS hard drive receipt next? And if yes, Emma and Huntsville can give you the activity deltas.
Yeah, sure. Of course, I can start now if you want to, and happy to copy the Delta from Huntsville.
Excellent. I'll hand you over to Emma then.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm Sophie Huntsville on 2 for Payload NAS. Good afternoon. So for today's operation, we had you originally reseating just hard drive number 4, but we will need you to reseat hard drive number 4 and hard drive number 5. So with that, in the procedure, you'll repeat step 2.2 through 2.5 for hard drive number 5 as well as number 4. How copy?
Okay, I copy that. I will have to do the procedure step 2.2 to 2.5 for both hard drive number 4 and number 5.
Good work. And once you've done those repeats, you can just perform the rest of the procedure as normal and power up the payload now.
All the rest of the procedure will be normal, and okay, I'll press on starting right now.
Copy, thank you.
You're very welcome. Sentinel Station from Sophie, just a quick question about the NAS.
We're with you, go ahead.
Don't find in the procedure, nor in the records, nor in stowage, where those payload masks are, so if you could give me a hint.
And Sophie, that one is at lab overhead 6. And specifically, it's on the...
Okay, lab overhead 6. Thank you.
Yes, specifically the aft bulkhead, if that helps.
Okay, I see it. Thanks. So from Sophie for now.
Go ahead, Sophie.
On step 1.3.1, the AC inverter is off.
Great, and you are go in 1.3.2.
You go 1.3.1.2. Sorry, 1.3.2.
We're with you.
Thank you.
Station Huntsville, Space to Ground 2, for Jessica in AMS.
Ground 2.
Hey, Jessica, sorry to interrupt. If we could get the coal cam moved for an over-the-shoulder view of the AMS laptop while you do this hard drive reset, we'd appreciate it.
No problem, Emma. I'm just not there yet. I went to get the hardware pieces first just to complete the snow note, and then I'll be over in Columbus, so I thought I'd just turn the camera on. I'll be there in a few minutes.
Thanks so much. Sorry we got ahead of you.
No problem. See you soon.
Well, from Sophie and Tuferna.
20 seconds to a handover, Sophie. I'll catch you on the other side.
Yes.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Sophie. Go ahead.
Hey, Hannah. I just noticed quite a good amount of dust in between those hard drives. So my suggestion is that I took advantage of the handover to go around the vacuum cleaner. Am I good to remove the dust with the vacuum cleaner?
Checking.
Yeah.
And Sophie, yeah, you're good to vacuum those out. That'll help.
And while I'm there, do you also want me to remove 1, 2, 3 to check if there is a... I suspect there will be as well a good amount of dust in those three.
Checking. Station Huntsville 2 for Sophie. Yes, you are go to clean the rest of the hard drives. Just make sure to put them back in their respective spots, so don't switch them around.
I will do this one by one so that I'm sure they go exactly to the same spot. Huntsville from Sophie 2 for Ness.
Sophie, is it all sparkly clean in there now?
All done with cleaning, and just for your information, I removed quite a bit of dust inside. I hope it will solve the problem, and as well, among this dust, there was also a small third piece of Kapton tape, quarter of an inch, randomly flying inside close to the fan. So that's removed, too.
Oh, great. Good news and great information. Thanks so much.
Most of P1 is taken up by our MTCTV pantry, but very deep behind there we have some CWCIs and some other CTVs. It's really difficult to get in there right now given how much stuff we have in PMM, but I managed to squeeze back and I looked at every single CTV back there and I didn't see it. I just wanted to see by chance if there was another location, if it had moved or otherwise. I'll go try and look one more time there.
Jessica, I'm sorry to hear that we sent you on a cave diving adventure. We're checking for an alternate location. We'll get back to you.
Okay, thank you.
Personal Station Sophie 2, ready to report the LED status.
We're ready, Sophie, go ahead.
Okay, so the power button is solid blue. The LEDs... I'm sorry, I was distracted. The LEDs for the NAS are...
and then blinking green for 1, 2, and 3 with an orange status light. We're checking.
That's a good read back.
And Sophie Huntsville on 2. Those lights are good. So with that, we can call this one complete. Thank you for your help and the extra time.
With pleasure. Okay, good. I'm glad that it's good on your side, and thank you. Next station, Sophie on 2 for EML cables.
Munich is with you on 2. Great to talk to you, Sophie, and working with you this afternoon. So you are go to start the EML reprogramming cable removal as ground commanding is completed. However, you can also first perform your EVA save activity with Jack and get back to us afterwards as we have an additional request regarding DEC 3 panel photo documentation.
Okay, so I suggest that I start now for the EMA cable. It's going to be fast. Let me do this and let's talk about the DEC 3 later.
Munich copies, and that's a good plan for us.
Station Huntsville, space you're on 2 for Jessica and Lost CTV.
I was just picking up the mic to call you, and the good news is we found it. So it was indeed back there. It's just kind of hard to find stuff. So I took another second look, and Jack remembered where he had put it last. So we found it.
Oh, great news. Thank you, and thanks, Jack.
No worries. It's a team effort up here. And I have the camera set up, too, so is that view okay for you?
Yes, that view is great.
I got one more item to get in the lab, and then I'll be right back here to get to it.
Copy that.
Next station, Sophie on 2 for cables.
Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
So that's done for the change of the cables that went all nominal. So now I see that I have to install the reprogramming cable inside DEC 3, which might take a little bit of time. And so I was wondering if you have another ID, but I could do the safer activity with Jack and then restore it later.
Sophie, we copy, and we would suggest that you do the storage later and you first do your EVA save activity.
Okay, I'll go start now with the safer activity, thumbs to the EML cable, and then I'll come back to it later.
And mini copies, and then we have one more request regarding the three panel for you.
So Munich, Sophie, please give me this request right now so they can organize the rest of the activities. Thanks.
And Sophie, that request would be to take additional pictures of the bolts as well as the very tight tolerances that makes it hard to remove the DEC 3 panel so that we can analyze this from ground in order to make your life easier when accessing DEC 3 panel. And therefore, we would like to take these additional pictures when you have to store the EML reprogramming cable. But if you think it takes additional time, we can also organize and schedule a dedicated activity for you tomorrow.
Thank you for the ID. I think the pictures and everything will take quite a while. Alternatively, the crew had an ID, and thanks to Chris for this ID, we could also try to, remove and work without this panel cover, because removing and installing is a pain at each time, and just the same way they do in GEM laboratory, then we can install kind of a net so that the CTVs inside don't float away. That's just an idea, suggestion as well. But as far as reopening, reclosing, take the pictures, I think it will take quite a while. So I can offer to Tempsto for now the cable and then go to my cipher activity and then you guys tell me more after you're discussed on the ground.
And Munich copies, we are checking.
Okay, thank you. So I'm moving to my next activity.
So station on 2 for Anna.
Go ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, just making sure it says check that the power's off. It's not, and then obviously that means I'd make it so, but I just wanted to make sure that's just a normal, start shutdown menu type of shutdown.
Actually, I have an easier way for you if you just want to press and hold the power button to turn it off.
Okay, we'll go. So station on 2 for AMS.
ahead, Jessica.
Yeah, SIP 6.2 talks about installing a new battery, but the Stone Note did not call out a new battery. Should I have also gotten a new battery, or is the old one just going back in?
The old battery is just going back in to the Z-Book.
Copy, thanks. 1-2 for Amos.
Over Amos.
I haven't restored the emerald brick power yet. As you can see, after I did that swap and opened the cover, it was already on like this. Do you want me to do another hard power down before I repower the emerald brick?
Checking. Yes, we would like another power down, please.
Okay, and one more thing, just FYI, the Stone Note did not call out a flat tip screwdriver. The one that you need is actually a Phillips screwdriver. I mean, we know that because we do these all the time. But just in order to make the Stone Note accurate, it should be the small black handle Phillips. And the common tip one you don't really need because you can actually use the Phillips for everything.
Okay, great. Note for us. Thank you.
Consultation on two for AMS.
Go ahead, for AMS.
I'm just trying to open the DVD player, and I'm wondering if I need power in order to open it, because it won't seem to open right now when it's not powered.
I'm checking, Jessica. Jessica, I'm still on 2 for Amos.
Yes.
Hey, that's our miss. You can power the laptop on to get that player to open up. You can insert the disk and then power the laptop back off.
Take copies to just power on normally, not with the F9 power, like the next step.
Affirm.
New sensation on 2 for WC.
Good afternoon, Jessica. You are go to continue in step 2.2.
I go in 2.2, thank you. The next station for you.
Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead, Sophie.
So I just finished the EVA activity right now, and what I can suggest is that I attempt to stow the EML reprogramming cable in a Ziploc bag close to deck 3 in a safe place, and then maybe we can talk about the troubleshooting tomorrow, because I can really not control how long it will take. I think, to be honest, pictures will not change anything, it's just that it's very tight. So I'm afraid if we start now, like, we cannot control the time it will take, and it might be, like, well over the time we estimate right now.
10-minute copies. We need to further discuss this, but I have one more item for you regarding the physio tool activity at 10:30 and a question on the Ziploc bag labeled consumable trash. We would like to know, where did you trash the content, and can you confirm you trashed all content of this bag?
Well, right now, the Ziploc bag is not trashed. It is stem stowed, and I'm happy to do whatever you want to do with. There's a new Ziploc bag labeled trashed with nothing in it for the next experiment.
Mini copies, you can keep the Ziploc bag in the Physio Tool kit. And can you confirm that you trashed the items inside, or did you keep them?
I confirm everything went into the Ziploc, of course, otherwise they would be flying everywhere.
Sophie, can you repeat, please? Sorry. So you kept everything inside the Ziploc bag and you did not trash the Ziploc bag yet?
That is correct.
Mini copies, and I hear from the team that you can keep the Ziploc bag near the Physio Toolkit if you do not want to store it inside the Physio Toolkit.
Okay, then let's do it inside. I just thought because there is my old wet wipes and wipes, so I think it was worth to trash, but I can keep it in the Ziploc inside the Physio Toolkit, no worries.
Many copies, and we prefer that you do not trash the items yet, as some of them have to be noted that we need to trash them, manifested.
Okay, I'll keep everything inside Physio Tool.
And regarding the EML reprogramming cable, give us a couple of minutes and I will get back to you.
Okay, so I'm going to get changed to start my workout session, and I'll also be able to hear the radio.
Mini copies.
An airlock on 2 for helmet absorption bands.
With you, Jessica. 2 minutes to a handover.
Okay, this should be quick. I did find all of the Hellman depression bands and the serial numbers that we were looking for. All of them are in a Ziploc bag. They were not labeled HTV, though. Would you like me to add the label HTV to avoid this confusion in the future?
We do want you to add a label. Let me check and see if there's a preference on what the label is. And while we're thinking about that, we also wanted to follow up. If you are still willing, we will take you up on your offer of video demonstrating adhesive integrity on the HAP extenders and absorption bands.
Okay, why don't you call me back after the handover just so we can make sure what you guys have in mind is what we had in mind.
Sounds good. See you on the other side. Station Houston on 2 for Jessica.
Right on 2.
Hey, Jessica, we're getting clarification on potential video we would want of the helmets and the HABs. So if it's all right with you, we wanted to offer that you could step into WHC man fill term at any time, and that would give us some time to get our story together, also for the bag labeling.
Hey, copy. That sounds good. I'll leave that bag temp-stowed for now. The other thing, that piece of information I think that would be useful, if there are other helmet absorption bands in that location, like it sounds like there are, the ones that we used, that are expired and you don't want us to use, could you please give us all of those serial numbers and bags, and then we can trash those so that they're no longer here to be grabbed by the snake?
Copy, and we will look into that as well.
And one more thing before I step into the WHC activity. I was thinking about taking the helmet and just kind of, you know, tugging on the corner a little bit of the band and showing how well it's still sticking. But, of course, I don't want to tug too much because we don't want to remove it. And then the other another suggestion could be to take one of the same similar serial numbers as the ones that Chris and I installed and install that on something else, or just demonstrate the tissue or the adhesive integrity by, like, peeling back that and, you know, putting it on something else instead of the ones on our helmet. So those are kind of the options that I was thinking of, but I will wait for you guys to hear what you're thinking of.
Awesome. That's helpful to know what you were thinking of. And, we'll discuss and confirm and get you answers for the expired items as well.
Thanks, Amy. I'll head over to the Manville.
Sounds good.
Sensation on 2 for Manville.
With you.
We've got about 85% water volume in the bag, and uses are 094017.
Copy, Jessica. Good to continue.
Greetings. Station on 2 for WHC.
With you.
Just letting you know, for the post-flight analysis bag, there's two that are, like, right on top of CTB 5062 that I think people have been using. One of them, though, does not have a cap on it, and the other one has a cap, but it's a non-captive cap. That connection is obviously not that important since the bag is pretty much empty until we fill it and then we empty it, but just letting you know in case you guys wanted to direct the next one to get a new post-flight analysis bag. I didn't dig further down into that CTB to see if there are any more, but those two in the top are in that state.
Thanks for the report, Jessica. We're actually pretty limited on these post-flight analysis bags, so that's possibly why you found them in the state they are, but they're still good to use.
Okay, yeah, copy and concur.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica, and HAB follow-up at your convenience.
Head on 2.
Hey, Jessica, following up with you for three things for the HAB activity. First of all, we have a suggestion for the label of the Ziploc bag of the good HABs, and it's the label that we had hoped the bag was going to be labeled with from the Stone Note, which is HGVX1 Do Not Bend Expire 9/26/2026.
Good copy. I will label it with what we thought was already on there.
Great. And then for your question on serial numbers of expired HAP extenders and bands and can you trash them, if we don't have an answer on that today, we'll provide an answer in action in a future activity, possibly the helmet prep activity on Monday if it's held.
Okay, sounds good. And even if they're not trashed, as long as we get them out of the airlock where the other ones are, I think that would help people in the future. The Stone Note's kind of confusing because it says any, and so if you don't see the specific bag name, you kind of just reach in and grab any.
Yeah, that's understandable, especially if we don't have you check the expiration date. And then in terms of the video, we are willing to take you up on your offer of video, and up to you if you'd like to do it live or recorded. We do have parties that can watch it live if you're interested. And we're looking for three things. and specifically for the helmet itself. So a visual inspection in the helmet, looking for lifting of edges around adhesive, and then we would have you lightly brush side to side on the pad, imparting a slight shear force, looking for any delamination. And then we had a question, just remembering back to when you installed these, did you notice any discoloration of adhesive?
Negative. I didn't notice any discoloration. I'll ask Chris the same, but I think he probably would have noted it because he's done this before as well. And I can tell you, he's definitely happy to do this video, like you said, but I can tell you, you know, I did use that helmet absorption band in my OFV, and, you know, helmet was doffed and donned. And when I was actually inspecting it afterward because I had to adjust my Fresnel lens, and also Jack inspected it for water, so we definitely did not notice anything out of the norm, even after the normal, you know, me wearing it for several hours and moving around and it being in contact with my ComCat. So that's, I would say that's another good data point test. And then, yeah, I'm doing a food consolidate right now, so let me just look at my schedule and see. I think maybe after I finish this food consolidate, I can do that, or otherwise I'm happy to do it after our EVA procedures conference. And also, we're very happy to just record something. You know, the video function on the Z9 actually works really well and get a really good video with that, so we can just record it and send it down.
Okay, Jessica, yeah, I'd say up to you. And we're also willing to have you cut into your food consolidate activity a little short if you want to make time for doing this little video live. But it's your call. We're fine with either recorded or live.
Okay, great. So if there's a preference to do live because somebody wants to, you know, give feedback, that's totally fine to do as well. But if there's not a big preference either way, then I think recorded might just be easier to coordinate.
No strong preference. Recording is fine.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome. Thank you. Station Houston on Space Ground 2, just for your awareness, the Progress Reboost will start in 3.5 minutes.
An airlock on 2 for helmet video.
With you.
Amy, I changed my mind. I figured it might be more fun to give you guys a little show and do it live. So I have both the Node 1 and the airlock cameras on. Let me know which one you prefer me to kind of focus in on the helmet with.
Checking. Jessica, we'll go ahead and join you on board with both the Node 1 and the airlock camera, but probably be easier to do like a show and tell with the Node 1 camera, we were thinking.
Sounds good. I'll come over to the Node 1. I'll be out of the view of the airlock camera then, but I'll bring it over right now.
That works.
Phoenix Station, Sophie on 2 for EML cable and 6-3 panel.
And Sophie, Munich is with you on 2.
I wanted to know if you have a few words for the 6-3 panel. Otherwise, I have finished my exercise a bit earlier, so I'm ready to open the panel again. If you want to come on board VCA1, you're welcome to. Otherwise, I can just open it, put the table inside per stowage note, and then we'll figure out the plan later. I really think the pictures will not help, although I have my camera, so I'm able to take pictures. So let's see. If you still want me to do it, happy to have your words.
Okay, we are checking.
And Station Houston on 2, we are with you for the helmet show.
Hey, copy. So as you can see here, we have the helmet with the helmet absorption band and pad and everything installed. It looks just like it did the moment I installed it. It's very well adhered to all surfaces. There are no corners that are peeling back or anything like that, even though I did wear this for the OFE. I actually haven't even changed that helmet absorption pad. So I will go ahead and apply like a light shear force kind of side to side on all sides of that band, and you can witness that.
Sounds good. We have many viewers avidly watching.
How many likes am I going to get?
So many.
So yeah, motion in any direction does not have any movement. Even if I kind of just like put my finger on the very edge to see if it would lift up a little bit, it won't. These things are really difficult to pull off and leave a lot of residual adhesive, as you guys know. So to me, this seems completely secured.
Okay, we copy all.
Anything else you guys want to see? Obviously, just a reminder, this is the setup I actually wore for the OFV, so I would think that would be the best test because my head was in there with the comm cap, and I was in there for several hours, so I was moving around quite a bit.
Copy all, Jessica. Thanks for the tour of the helmet and the helmet show, and we have no further questions, so we'll let teams digest that and hopefully get an answer on the forward plan sometime in the future.
Okay, with that, I would like to conclude the Great Helmet Show 2026. Thanks for your support.
Thanks much, Jessica.
Happy to take any follow-up requests if they do want us to bust out a camera or anything, you know, that will really only take a few minutes, and we'd be very happy to do that.
Okay, we'll let you know if any The Helmet Show, the sequels, are needed.
Back by popular demand.
Hey, we actually have a quick ask for the extended version of The Helmet Show. Would it be easy to show the helmet from the other suit as well, kind of do what you just did? Copy, thumbs up.
Stand by, I'll put this one back on and I'll grab that one.
Sounds good.
I've got Chris's helmet here, and note this is the new helmet, the one that he switched to, and he recently just, so after he switched the helmet, just was like a day or two ago, he put in the new band and the new hat.
Okay, copy. We're watching.
Yeah, I'm looking at the corners. I don't see any corners loose or coming up at all, and I'll do a little shear force.
Sounds good.
Thanks, station Sophie and 2 for EMA cable.
And Munich is with you on 2. Sorry for letting you wait. We discussed and we would like to take you on the offer. However, we think we do not need the video, just the photo documentation of anything that could help us understand the issue of the alignment and why there's a tight space as well as the bolts. And if you can please put the email reprogramming cable as per the storage node in the CTB, that's highly appreciated. Thanks for your support.
You're very welcome. Actually, while you were, when I was waiting for the answer, I checked everything. I did photo document as well. I checked that there is no obvious thing
that is on the way.
And so you'll receive the pictures. For me, there is no obvious thing. It's just that it's tight. It seems that the handrail could come in and interfere, but I checked it actually is not interfering, so I really think it's the alignment pins, but and everything is tight, and to put the panel on the alignment pins is kind of difficult, but successfully put the cable back inside, and now I'm closing everything, and you'll receive the picture by the end of the day.
Hi, Munich copies all. Thanks a lot, and have a great evening.
And Airlock Houston on.
You're very welcome.
Airlock Houston on 2, yep, we saw a good video, and I think that's all we needed for the Helmet Show Extended Edition.
All right, thank you. Always here if we need a prequel or, you know, part 3.
We copy.
150.
We copy all.
Sensation on 2 for hydrogen sensor.
And Jessica, in step 2.1, we need another minute to confirm if that's what you're calling for.
Okay, copy. Yep, I'm calling for your go 2.1. I'll give you another minute.
Thanks. Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jessica and R2ST check.
Number 2.
Okay, so I've got some bad news. We just found out that serial number that you had planned to use, serial number 1, is expired. Tell me it's Friday the 13th without telling me it's Friday the 13th. So serial number 5 is a good one, and it's in the same location you got serial number 1, but we estimate it to be about 20 minutes for you to go get serial number 5 and connect things up. And I know you've got that EVA conference coming up soon, so what we recommend is that you perform step 3 of the hydrogen sensor tech drift check to disconnect things and put them in a good config. And then if you want to start looking for serial number 5 before the conference, that's fine. And then we can circle back up after the conference.
I did see serial number 5. It is kind of hard to get back there, but I think I could be back here with serial number 5 in 5 minutes and then probably get it installed. And then you guys could maybe do your checks while it starts the conference. Is that a better plan? Can I leave it in the state it's in right now if that's only going to take 5 minutes? I will remove, I'll do the step 3 of removing serial number 1 first.
So kind of your plan, Jessica, we are going to need you when we get back into the procedure with serial number 5 to be available to do step 2, which has some 5-minute and 1-minute wait. So we're not sure if we're going to get through all this before the conference.
Okay, no problem. I will remove tank one and go get five, and I just won't install it yet then. Does that make sense?
Good plan. Thank you.
Thank you. One last question, Amy, on the hydrogen sensor. Should I put it back in its original location, the expired one, or should I put it in a hardware JSP or somewhere to be trashed since it's expired?
Put it back in the original location, and we're tracking, and we'll deal with further action later.
Happy, thanks.
Station Huntsville, space to ground 2 for Jack or Sophie for about 30 minutes of payload NAS help.
Houston Station, Sophie and 2, say again, NAS.
Hey, Sophie, Huntsville here. When we left off earlier, the payload NAS was showing good indications for drive 4 and 5. But once our engineers got in there, we got data that is actually pointing to drive 4 and 5 being failed. With the potential of losing science data, we're looking to replace those two drives today. Should take about 30 minutes, including some dumpster diving and PMM, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, great. We'll need you to perform procedure 4.001, payload NAS hard drive replacement, and I have two deltas for that procedure when you're ready.
Okay, I copy procedure 4.001 and ready to copy the two deltas.
Okay, so you'll skip 3.5 of that procedure, and in 4.1, we'll need you to power the inverter on, O-N, not off, as the procedure states.
Okay, I understand that both steps 3.5 and 4.1, I will put the inverter power on instead of off, as said in the procedure.
Good words. And then for stow locations for the new hard drives, I have two options for you, depending on which is more convenient in PMM, and I can give you those as well. First is PMM port 2 alpha 1, 1.0 CTV serial number 1095, labeled JSL.
PMM port 2A1, 1.0 CTV, 1095, JSL.
Good word. Or it'll be in PMM port 1 rack bay in a 2.0 CTV serial number 5111. In both of those, there will be a NAS like the one you worked on earlier, and the hard drives are in the NAS. So you'll grab two hard drives out of the NAS and let us know which serial numbers you grab.
Okay. Ideally, so that it's easier for future reference, I would grab number 4 and 5 to replace 4 and 5 here, right?
They have different serial numbers, so they're not labeled with 4 or 5. Those are just the slots that you'll put them in the NAS. But if that works for you, you can do that.
No worries. Okay, I understand that. I will report the serial numbers. All right, so let's go.
Yeah, and sorry, once I answered your question, I realized I also misunderstood. So you can get that. I can let you get going, and then once you're complete, I can give you refill locations, or if you'd like that now, I can give you that too.
Yeah, let's wait until I have the new hardware and the procedure complete, and the stow will be a second step, if you're okay.
Yeah, that works for us. Let us know if you have any questions. Thank you.
No more questions. Talk to you later.
And Station Houston, Space Ground 2 for Jack with a 4.0 CTB rearrangement.
Go for Jack.
Hey, good afternoon, Jack. We have a request for you to, well, for anyone, but you're available, it looked like, to move a 4.0 CTB in GEM from Deck 3 to Deck 5, and I've got the serial number when you're ready to copy.
Oh.
Okay, again, 4.0 CTB, serial number 5080, moving from JPM Deck 3 to JPM Deck 5. And we are doing that because we think it'll be less protrudy at Deck 5.
That is a great word, protrudy. All right, 4.0 CTB 5080 from Deck 3 to Deck 5 in the GEM. I'm all over it.
Thanks much.
Still station Sophie and 2, the inverter is off OFF.
We copy inverter is off, and you are go.
Sophie, Huntsville copies inverter is off. You are go in 2.3.2.
Copy go 2.3.2. Thank you.
Huntsville station Sophie on 2 for NAS. I just rebooted the NAS and I'm on the step 4.4 with the 5-minute wait. So I'm happy to report to you the serial numbers as well as to hear the step for stowage for the failed hard drive.
Okay, great, Sophie. And before I get that report, do you remember where you got the new hard drive from, which location in PMM?
Of course, that's also part of the report.
Okay, perfect. Then I'll take it all. I'll take the location and then the new hard drive serial numbers, and if you have them, the old hard drive serial numbers as well.
Okay, everything you need. All right, let's go. So I took everything from PMM port to Alpha 1, 1.0 CDB serial number 1095. Inside this, there was a NAS with the serial number 1002. Inside this NAS, there was hard drive in slot number 4 with serial number 1009. This is the new one. And this replaced the old one in slot number 4, serial number 1014. I also took the hard drive in slot number 5, serial number 1010. To replace the old number 5, 1015.
You were right, you did have everything we need. So let me run that back just to make sure. You got everything from PMM port 2. For the slot number 4, you got the new one, 1009, replaced 1014. And slot number 5, 1010. Replaced 1015. How'd I do?
Correct. You just missed one little thing. So all those two new were taken from the NAS serial number 1002. But maybe there was only one in there, and maybe you don't care about this number, but just for accuracy.
No, thank you for the test. You're correct. I needed that. Okay, perfect. We got everything we need. So for restow, you can put those old ones in bubble wrap, if you don't mind. Label them with their serial numbers on the outside. And then you can restow them in PMM1 port 2 rack front. There's a 4.0 CTB, serial number 5126.
I copy. So stowing them in bubble wrap with a serial number on the label, then going into PMM1 port 2 rack, the 4.0 CDB serial 5126.
Yes, and if you could also to that label add payload NAS serial number, blah, 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 that would be great. And you got everything, unlike me. You didn't miss a thing.
Yeah, but Hansel, I have a problem right now. I think we got rid of all of the bubble wrap, so let me check with my crewmates. But I think we were asked to trash all of the bubble wrap in sickness, so I'm not sure we still have some. Let me check. I'll go for a fishing session.
Okay, it's only fishing session number 4 of the day. Just let us know what you find, and we can come up with a next solution if we need to.
All right. I'll check, and I'll let you know. And just as a quick status update on all of the LED, we have 5 green, solid green LEDs. We have 1 orange status, solid orange, and, of course, the blue, solid blue for the power button.
All right, copy all 5 solid green, 1 orange status, and 1 solid blue power button. Got it.
Three back.
Yay, there's bubble wrap.
Yeah, I couldn't hide my smile. Sensation on 2 for each 2 sensors.
Thank you.
Amy, I've got number 5, so hopefully we can knock this out before DPC.
Great, and we'll take the pressure reading on serial number 5.
Pressure reading is just under 500.
Good number. And Jessica, once you're complete with all of step 1, you are go in step 2.
Copy. Once complete with step one, we're going step two.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Jessica and upcoming teacher's handover.
Right on 2.
Just because we have a teacher's handover and you're running step 2, when you get to step 2.5, if we are LOS, please hold until we come back AOS. We need to make sure we have good KU band.
Okay, I am 2.5 minutes from doing that. When is the LOS?
We should be back with you in about 1.5 minutes.
Okay, so after this 5-minute timer expires, then I will not do the next step of opening the valve. I will wait.
Yeah, after 5 minutes, confirm that we are AOS. We should be at that point, and then proceed with step 2.5.
Okay, copy.
Cell station Sophie on 2 before the LOS. Mission accomplished.
Woo. Wonderful. And before the LOS on our side, we're seeing everything is healthy and looking really great. So thank you so much for your help.
I'm glad we saved science. Teamwork.
Woo. Station Houston, Space to Ground 2. In the lab, Deck 5, we're seeing a bag cover the TCCS inlet. If you could move that, we'd appreciate it.
There's nothing that's blocking it, actually. The strut bag is just forward of it, so it's actually clear.
Thanks for confirming. Sometimes we have a weird angle.
Problem, and Amy, my 5-minute timer has expired. Am I go for 2.5?
Go for 2.5.
Copy, go. Station on 2, looking for your go in 2.8.
Checking. And Jessica, we are not seeing that the drift check kit valve was fully opened from our data. Can you confirm?
It was open for 1 minute, and then I closed it again.
All right. Please repeat step 2.5 onward.
Okay, copy. I will repeat step 2.5. Amy, back with you on 2. Do I go in 2.8? I've done it 2 times now.
You are go to continue in 2.8.
Copy, go in 2.8, thank you. Station on 2 for hydrogen sensor.
With you.
Pressure is about 475.
We copy. Thanks for knocking this procedure out during evening DPC.
No worries, thanks for your support. Have a good one, Amy.
Have a great weekend.
Houston Station Sophie on 2 for a questionnaire.
Houston's here.
I did fill a new questionnaire, but also in my Everywhere app, that I did send the one yesterday, and it was submitted yesterday at 13:49. So maybe you will receive the two in a package, but if you don't receive any, I don't know what I can do, because my Everywhere app says I have submitted two for this time.
Okay, Sophie, we'll be on the lookout for both of those, and if we need anything else or any troubleshooting, we'll get you that sometime later, probably next week.
Okay, let's do it. Thanks.
Thanks, and have a good evening.
As well.